Welcome to day 58 of our 180-day journey through the Westminster Standards, and today we're in chapter 18 of the Westminster Confession of Faith on the subject of assurance of grace and salvation. We'll begin with larger catechism question 80, which talks about the same subject and asks, can true believers be infallibly assured that they are in the estate of grace and that they shall persevere therein unto salvation? Answer, such as truly believe in Christ and endeavor to walk in all good conscience before Him may, without extraordinary revelation, by faith grounded upon the truth of God's promises and by the Spirit enabling them to discern in themselves those graces to which the promises of life are made and bearing witness with their spirits that they are the children of God, be infallibly assured that they are in the estate of grace and shall persevere therein unto salvation. Okay, let's look at the first phrase. Such as truly believe in Christ and endeavor to walk in all good conscience before Him. 1 John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. Such as truly believe and endeavor to walk in all good conscience before Him may, without extraordinary revelation, by faith grounded upon the truth of God's promises and by the Spirit enabling them to discern in themselves those graces to which the promises of life are made. 1 Corinthians 2:12, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 John 3:14 and following, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. 1 John 4:13, hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hebrews 6:11 and 12, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises, and bearing witness with their spirits that they are the children of God. Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Such as truly believe and have these workings of the Spirit, be infallibly assured that they are in the estate of grace and shall persevere therein unto salvation. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Okay, let's turn to the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 18, of Assurance and Grace of Salvation, for a restatement of what we just read in the larger catechism. Section 1. Although hypocrites and other unregenerate men may vainly deceive themselves with false hopes and carnal presumptions of being in the favor of God and a state of salvation, which hope of theirs shall perish, yet such as truly believe in the Lord Jesus and love Him in sincerity, endeavoring to walk in all good conscience before Him, may, in this life, be certainly assured that they are in the state of grace, and may rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, which hope shall never make them ashamed. Okay, the first phrase, although hypocrites and other unregenerate men may vainly deceive themselves with false hopes and carnal presumptions of being in the favor of God and a state of salvation. Let's look at Job 8:13. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. I think that should go with the next phrase. That proof text, Micah 3:11, the heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet they will lean upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Deuteronomy 29:19, and it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, and add drunkenness to thirst. John 8:41, You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. So that's a false hope and carnal presumption in favor of God. Which hope of theirs shall perish? Matthew 7:22, Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Yet, such as truly believe in the Lord Jesus and love him in sincerity, endeavoring to walk in all good conscience before him, may in this life be certainly assured that they are in the state of grace. 1 John 2:3, And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. 1 John 3:14 and following, the verses we read above in the larger catechism, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. And 1 John 5:13, These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And may rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, which hope shall never make them ashamed. Romans 5:2, By whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. Section 2 of chapter 18. This certainty is not a bare, conjectural, and probable persuasion grounded upon a fallible hope, but an infallible assurance of faith founded upon the divine truth of the promises of salvation, the inward evidence of those graces unto which those promises are made, the testimony of the Spirit of adoption, witnessing with our spirits that we are the children of God, which Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance, whereby we are sealed to the day of redemption. Okay, first, this certainty is not a bare conjectural and probable persuasion grounded upon a fallible hope. Hebrews 6:11, And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Not fallible, but an infallible assurance of faith founded upon the divine truth of the promises of salvation. Hebrews 6:17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who hath fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. The inward evidence of those graces unto which these promises are made, 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 John 2:3, And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 2 Corinthians 1:12, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to youward. The testimony of the spirit of adoption, witnessing with our spirits that we are the children of God. Romans 8:15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And finally, which spirit is the earnest of our inheritance, whereby we are sealed to the day of redemption? Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. In Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. 2 Corinthians 1:21, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Well, that's about the right amount of time for us to spend on this day. We'll come back on day 59 and finish up chapter 18 of Assurance and Grace of Salvation.